All right, welcome back to The Ed Show, episode number 47. And we have quite a few announcements today, some of which kick off with the availability of 2013 products. The first one of those is going to be SharePoint. SharePoint 2013, you have the eval, it's available via TechNet. And there's a number of new things with that. One of the ones that I personally like is SkyDrive Pro. So whatever device I'm on, I have my files locally. They synchronize up to the SharePoint site in either Office 365 or on SharePoint. And if I want to collaborate with other people, they can co-author with the documents and kind of get things done. Of course, there are tons of improvements to 2013, but there's no way we can cover it all.
Well, along similar lines, we've now also made available, generally available, Exchange 2013. So some of the big improvements with Exchange 2013 are the ability to access your data on any devices, both while you're on-premise and off-premise. And they've made a lot of improvements around being able to easily migrate data, mailboxes, other information between your hosted environment and the cloud environment using Exchange and Office 365. Additionally, a lot of improvements have been made around the security, the archiving, and also enhancements around touch, right? Everybody's moving to touch, including Exchange. So now your entire mailbox can be touch capable, touch friendly. Additionally, we've now made available Link 2013. It's both available for download on the eval center and available at MSDN, TechNet, those sites. And the big enhancements that we've made with this is the integration of Skype, so that you can now share presence across your Link environment and the public environment with anyone using Skype. We have multi-person, high-definition conferencing, so you can connect with all of your colleagues or all of your friends and family with high-definition streaming video. And one more time, touch capability, so that you can now interact with everything using your new Windows 8 devices.
Yeah, I know that there's a Link app on iOS, Android, as well as on, of course, Windows 8. And so that's the touch-friendly device. You can join meetings and do all those fun things there with Link. We also have up next some shifting gears here from the 2013 side of things. There's a post that I thought was worth calling out is that there's a post on which device to choose. You know, you may be confused, or people may be confused in your business of, do I choose RTE? Do I not choose RTE? Do I have an Atom processor, a regular Windows 8 device? Do I do a convertible, or one that attaches to a keyboard and detaches? You know, so there's all these questions. Well, this blog will help you kind of maybe give you a little guidance on, you know, what to target for different types of users that are out there. And then finally, last but not least, we have Windows Intune. And that was made available this week, the next wave of that service. There's quite a few enhancements there, but you can check out the trial. And perfect segue, because we are going to talk all about Windows Intune and Unified Management up next. So stay tuned. All right, welcome to the technical portion of the Ed Show, and covering consumerization of IT, I thought it would be great to bring in Martin. Martin, welcome to the Ed Show. Tell our viewers what you do here.
Yes, my name's Martin Booth. I'm a technical product manager on the enterprise client team. I look specifically after configuration manager, endpoint protection, making sure enterprise clients are well managed.
Well, we just had a big release. Mm-hmm. We released the next wave of the Windows Intune service.
That is correct.
And along with that, that's why I thought it'd be great to bring in and talk about what's new.
Sure. Yeah. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk through was around the integration that we have now with Windows Intune and Configuration Manager. With the new release of Intune and Service Pack 1 that's coming for Configuration Manager 2012, we now have the ability to bring cloud management of devices and on-premise management of devices together. So we've been looking really at two sides of management. You have the end user side, where the end user wants device choice, they want to be able to get access to the things they need to do their tasks quickly and easily. And we need to balance that with the IT pro side of things. How do we make sure this environment's well managed? If I've got a lot of devices out there, everything from tablets, phones, PCs, how do I make sure I bring that together in one administration experience that's easy to manage and support? So with Intune, the new release, and Service Pack 1 for Configuration Manager, we bring those together under one admin experience. So we have our administration console, our point of view for the IT pro to see what's going on in the environment. And through that, It can talk to both the on-premise configuration manager and the Windows Intune cloud management service. So as people are used to having Configuration Manager to manage desktop PCs, we've extended that now to include Mac OS in the environment, your usual enterprise management. We can now get access to manage devices through the cloud, such as Windows RT tablets, like the Microsoft Surface, Windows Phone 8 devices, also iOS and Android devices, whether they're phones or tablets. So bringing the cloud management and the on-premise management together in one place, in one view for the IT pro.
Lots of questions, but I'm sure you're gonna dig in here.
Sure. Yeah. I just wanted to cover off a few things around Intune itself and the new release.
Yeah.
The existing feature set is pretty rich for managing devices. It already covers things like management through Exchange Active Sync policies, so we can do some mobile device management, and also a lot of management capability for PCs that are out in the cloud, not necessarily on-premise, but manage them through the cloud. With the new release of Windows Intune, we've done a number of things to improve that experience as well. So even if you are using just the cloud-only approach, if you've not got Configuration Manager, there's a lot of new stuff you can take advantage of. So things like Windows 8 support, the phone and Windows RT support as well, but also things like improving the infrastructure and how we integrate with Azure AD, and also providing some new policy settings and endpoint protection settings as well. So there's some new stuff there just in the cloud-only Intune side of things as well.
Okay.
So I wanted to just run through a demo. We
can
talk about these things, but it's great to actually see them in action.
That's right. Let's see it.
Yeah. So let me show you my System Center Configuration Manager console. I have my environment here. Configuration Manager, which many IT pros are familiar with. We now have the ability to have the Intune subscription in here. So if I go in and click on that, we can see that we've got this connector here that connects up to Intune. If I just go in and look at the properties, you can see some of the things we can do here. So I can control how this is exposed to the end users. Maybe there's a certain collection of users I'm just going to allow mobile device access. And then across the top, you can see the platforms that are available. So Android management, which is actually done through via the Exchange connector with Intune. We have iOS management, the ability to actually push policy settings down to iPhone, iPad devices. This is done through direct management as well. It's not done using Exchange policy management.
Okay.
So we need the certificate in there to sign the policies that we send down to those devices.
So what are some of the big advantages of this new method of managing iOS devices over the typical just Exchange Active Sync?
The main advantage is that we've got the management solution actually reaching out and directly managing the device. So the information that we pull back is much richer, plus we know the settings have been applied correctly. If you pass something off to Exchange and let Exchange policy apply the management, there's some other things that can happen that perhaps might stop the policy getting down to the device. Here we can actually guarantee it's fully managed. The next two tabs are really interesting because we have Windows RT management here. So the ability to directly manage Windows RT tablets, including the Surface. Again, this is done through certificates and direct management, so the management solution reaching out directly to the device. And here we have the capability, if the user wants to unenroll their device, it can be taken out and their corporate email can be removed. The applications that they've installed through the corporate portal can be removed, but they retain the rest of their device. So we're just taking the corporate information off the device when they wipe it or unenroll it.
Yeah, that's great for a bring-your-own-device scenario for sure.
And then the final tab is Windows Phone 8. So the ability to apply policy to Windows Phone 8 devices and also do the application self-service portal. You can see here we've got a company portal app that we can put on the device to enable people to self-serve themselves for the apps.
Now that's the same kind of story with the phone as well. You can effectively have the user unenroll their phone, keep all their personal data. Right?
That's correct.
You have the same story as the RT. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, all of these tabs, this inside of Configuration Manager, you're configuring Intune through this
that's
portion,
correct.
Right?
You make the settings in here. Those settings get pushed up to the cloud management service where they then go down to the device. And reporting information comes back down the connector into Configuration Manager itself.
Okay.
So we get to see the devices here and report on them here.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. One other thing I just quickly wanted to show was application provisioning. So we have our software library that you're used to for applications that are going to PC, but we can now have the mobile apps in there. So we can see I've got an Android app in here, and I've got some Windows 8 apps here. If I go and just create a new application, the wizard pops up, and you can see here in the dropdown we've got options for Windows Phone, whether it's the Zap file, so an app you've written that you want to push out to the devices, or you could actually provide a link to an app in the store. So if there are a number of apps in the actual Windows Phone store that you want to recommend to your users, you can publish a link to your users to go and get that app.
And that would be the same as kind of the deep linking kind of concept, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. And similarly, we've got the same capabilities for iOS, so we can push an app or an app store link, and for Android as well.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, so let me show you the experience on the tablet and mm-hmm. what the end user sees when they've got a managed device.
So effectively, we go through this wizard to upload an application, then we set it to deploy to a set of users, right? Mm-hmm. So in that kind of that whole people-centric IT, I want to deploy the sales app to my sales group that's defined in Active Directory, mm-hmm. and now it's available for them to install, right?
Very much so. We have a user-centric approach to managing the devices and the applications.
Okay. So let's see the surface.
Yes.
I see you've got a that maybe people can't see, but you got a pink.
It is
pink,
a very, very pink
here.
Keyboard on this.
Yes. All right.
So I have my Surface device, and in the control panel on the Surface, there is a company apps capability where you can go and enroll your device within your company environment. So my device here has been enrolled. There's also the link to install the management app. This is the portal that enables you to get things like the software distribution and access to your device list from the device itself. So I've enrolled this device, I've installed the management app, so now let me switch to show you the company portal itself. So here on my start screen, I've now got my company portal tile, which takes me into my experience. So this is what my enterprise has given me for self-provisioning. So we can see I've got a couple of apps here. If I go into my all apps list, I've got a couple of apps that have been provisioned to me through Configuration Manager. They've been pushed up into Intune in the cloud. My device has pulled down the information, so I can go and go into there and see details about the app and actually go and install the app direct from there. We have the capability as well for doing application requests. So it might be that you want to block an application until there's approval, in which case I'll get a box there to say enter the business justification, and then when that's been approved, I'll then get the install link. Also, if we were linking to a Windows Store app, you'd see details of the application here and then a link to go and view it in the Windows Store. So that's how we can offer apps, both your company apps and your Windows Store apps, through a nice curated experience on the device. This is also customizable in terms of like the colors and the company name, things like that. And you also have access to your devices. So if I've got a number of phones, let's say I've got a Windows Phone 8 device as well, it would appear here. If I lost that phone, I could actually use my Surface to come in and issue a wipe command from here. So I know that the data is secure on the device, it's been removed. So if we're just looking on the Surface device here, we can see we've got the options down here to remove or rename the device. So there we go. That's the company portal app on the Surface device.
Okay, and for the unified scenario that you mentioned here, for when you upload an application, is that application stored in Configuration Manager on-premise, or is that stored up in the Windows Intune?
It's loaded up into the Windows Intune cloud, so that acts as a distribution point for Configuration Manager itself.
Okay, so nothing really special that users need to do. As long as they have their corporate credentials, they can get and authenticate to the app to download it and install it.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. All right.
Okay.
Well, so what are some of the things that you would have people to learn more? Kind of what are some of the next steps?
I've got some links there. If I just flip back to my slide deck on my laptop here. Okay, so there's a few things here that you can look at. We have the downloads for the SP1 pieces. SP1 for System Center Configuration Manager is coming in January, but right now you can get access to the beta pieces through the link shown here. Windows Intune, the new release, is live, so you can go and sign up for that and get a trial account, the link on the slide. So do take a look at the capabilities there. There's also a couple of blogs and some TechNet links which will take you to the product documentation to give you much more information.
Yeah, the cool thing is, I mean, even if for customers that aren't Configuration Manager customers, they could right now download a trial, access those capabilities of the company app and the management of Phone 8, iOS, Android, and some of those things there that I think, well, we did show today. So
Yeah. The great thing is with Configuration Manager, you can scale it and bring it into your enterprise management environment. But if you want to go and play with these device management capabilities now, you can go and get the Intune trial and try it out now.
Great. All right. Thanks, Martin.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, David. That was a pretty interesting interview. I actually learned a lot about Intune, and hopefully we've encouraged a lot more of our customers out there to sign up for it as well.
Yeah, all kinds of mobile device management options, bring your own device, great scenario for that. If you, as a listener out there, want to see something specific or a specific topic you want us to cover, reach out to us. Send us a tweet at TNEdge or email us, edge@microsoft.com, and we'd be happy to respond to you.
Or leave a comment right at the bottom of this page.
That's right. All right, till next time.